Thank you. That was Alone from Ennio Morricone's soundtrack to the 1986 film, directed by Roland Joffé and starring Robert De Niro and Jeremy Irons, The Mission, here on Deep Threes. Our set began with Andrew Russo's take on King Crimson's Three of a Perfect Pair for Russo's mixtape. John Zorn led us across the sudden twists and turns of Pink from his Elegy album before we settled in a bit with Anthony Coleman and I Diet on Cod from Lapidation. Jay Cloyte deconstructed Mozart for his work 11 Windows. We heard the Cypress String Quartet perform the fifth movement, Gehenna, from their Spectral Evidence album. We got off at Exit N with the Windsweepers from La Fiance du Pirate and quickly swerved to miss a buzzsaw trapped in a perfumery of shrugs, left there during the State of the Union 2.001 project by the Whiteouts. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour with Hoshina, Walking, Walking from All the Noises. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the website, www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is Bird Note. I'm Marcus Roston, a naturalist and birder in Buffalo, New York, where I love watching American herring gulls. One of my favorite places to find them is Freedom Park, a migration crossroads for birds and people. This was once a final stop on the Underground Railroad, where freedom seekers crossed the Niagara River to safety. Gulls take refuge at the park year-round. Herring gulls may seem unremarkable, especially in winter when young birds all look the same in mottled shades of brown and black, but I feel my brown skin crawl when people call them rats with wings. It makes me think about who gets labeled a nuisance and who gets praised, whose features are admired and whose are disparaged. When we dismiss these birds as rats with wings, we miss something important. Though American herring gulls may seem common now, their populations are actually in steep decline. Watching the gulls at Freedom Park, I see a lesson in resilience and a reminder that there's beauty in shades of brown and black. This is Black Birders Week. To learn more, follow the hashtag Black Birders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org. I'm Marcus Roston.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF.